Good day, open-handers. Welcome to another Facebook live stream. And as always, if you're receiving this, do give me a thumbs up, a like, and share it as well. These are very, alchemical times, very powerful times. And it's important that we connect, resonate, and send ripples of vibration through the field. So if you're receiving this, give me a thumbs up, a like, share it. It'll be on the Facebook page, the Open Hand Facebook page afterwards, and on the website. Wow. Today marks a very auspicious occasion. And I'm not referring to the passing of Prince Philip, the monarch. The husband of the monarch. I'm not referring to that, but it's very synchronistic timing. In fact, I didn't know that that was happening until I turned on the internet this morning. Because what I've been feeling, what I've been experiencing all this week is the arrival of something that we all know in spiritual circles called the Shiva. What does that mean? Is it just a Hindu deity? Or is there something more to it? I feel most definitely there is. It's a very strong energy coming in right now. What is the Shiva? How is it going to influence things on the planet right now? And why is the timing so synchronistic with what is going on the planet at this time? So let us begin. Yes, powerful times, big shift, auspicious occasion. Marked by the passing of Prince Philip, for sure, a very big synchronicity, you know, a passing of the old guard as new energies come in to shape, change, transform the planet. Let us take a moment to connect through the ether, to feel the energies, to soften, to open up, and allow in these tremendous cosmic energies that are arriving on the planet at this time. So just close the eyes for a moment. Inhale up, hold. Exhale down, hold right the way down to the base. So as you inhale, you're softening, relaxing the body, opening the chest, opening the throat, the head. Inhaling right up above the crown, hold, feel the expansion. And exhale that down through the head, through the chest, through the body. Calming, settling, grounding, connecting. Again, inhale up, hold. Exhale down, hold. Witnessing, feeling, sensing. Again, inhale up. Exhale down. One more time, inhale up. Feel the connection, invite the connection, open the heart, invite the higher dimensional infusion of benevolence. And exhale down, let the sense, feeling of it embody all the way down to the base. Settle, relax. Feel, connect. Know that we are connected, even though we're separated by great distances. Time and space is no object in the field, that we are connected. If we transcend body and mind and the limitation of that, If we step out of the container, then we can connect in the space between the spaces, the subtle perceptions and senses, feelings, resonances, gently, softly opening the eyes. And feeling your presence here, but also connected. I only knew that I would be giving this live stream on Wednesday, Thursday. I don't plan these things as such. I just let the feeling sense dictate when they're supposed to happen. But what I can tell you is that in the week, some very, very powerful energies were starting to come in. And I experienced being a part of a benevolent mission, a team that worked to open a portal to allow in a cosmic catalyst, the Shiva. Let me put up a picture. The Shiva is known in Hinduism as one of the three great deities, and this is a very powerful picture, a favorite one of mine. And yeah, so known as one of the deities, known as the Deva of destruction, transformation, and construction. Destruction is always construction when it contains the seeds of the future. And that's what the Shiva energy is really all about. Let's explore what the Shiva is. I got this big brass statue here just to show a few elements of how usually the Shiva figure is depicted. You have the character itself, and you have this ring of fire around him. And to me, that represents the Taurus. And we'll take a look at what the Taurus is exactly for those who haven't been following the open hand work. And also, he's shown often dancing on top of a demon. What does this mean? And what is it about? Let's explore. I'm going to put up a diagram. That open-handers familiar with work will know very well. And it represents the universal Taurus. What is that? Well, we could look at the universe as a kind of sphere. But if I take a slice through it and put it here, then what you have a slice through the Taurus, and through the center you have the vortex, a spinning vortex of, and right in the center, of course, it's then completely still. This is the void. This is the everything, nothing from which everything explodes into form. So you have the presence, the energy of the presence, which is infinite potential separating into flows of separation consciousness, and also a corresponding undertow of unity consciousness, which converges and brings the energy back together. And that causes crystallization into form. It causes densities to form, the densest on the outer edge. So when you're talking first density, second, third, that we're mostly connecting with on planet Earth, the physical nature, then that would be out at the outer reaches. And you have in the center the higher dimensions, and you have the presence, the toroidal void in the center. And what I experienced happening this week is that a portal has opened for an energy, a cosmic catalyst, the Shiva, to come down from the higher dimensions and engage in this reality. And that tends to happen in a shift when it's deemed, or when the time is appropriate, that enough transformation has happened, enough opening has happened, that catalytic force would have a transformative effect Let's look at what it's likely to do. I'll just move this out of the way for now. Let's look at what it's likely to do. I'm going to take one of these flows. This could represent our solar system. It could represent, each one of these could represent a human being, and this could be the planet. Or it could be a solar system within the galaxy. So everyone has this toroidal form. But if I, for now, if we look at this perhaps being the Earth, and each flow, each ripple or wave on it here being a soul, we can blow a soul up and see it traversing, coming down through the dimensions on this schematic here. And what happens as the soul comes through the densities, as it comes into the densities, is that it fragments. It fragments around the places where it identifies with reality. For example, where you identify with just the physical being, where you separate out from the divine and think, feel, sense, imagine yourself as just being purely physical. So at this point, the soul is splitting out, fragmenting, and creating a reality construct where you're buying into that illusion. Or on the emotional plane, where you might identify in relationships, for example, you might be experiencing your twin flame, but reflected through somebody external in the external world, and lose yourself in that relationship. So the soul may be fragmenting in that way, attaching, identifying. And when that polarization, when that identification happens, then you lose connection with the source. You lose the sense of the one. You lose the sense of the presence within. Or it could be on the plane of the intellect, the plane of mind, where there's been some conditioning, fear, control, and we see that abound at the moment in the pandemic and what's happened this last year. But, you know, throughout society before that, you know, we've seen plenty of examples where control has been applied through life, through society, and the various institutions of society, from school upwards. So this is where then the soul fragments into that. It might be where the soul loses sovereignty or hands power over to an external authority or source, and we've seen a great deal of that. That's come to light very strongly, has it not, this last year? And I would say, I keep saying it, one of the great advantages of what's taken place is the revelation of the distortions that humanity has been carrying. So however you view the pandemic and what's taken place and the lockdown measures and the loss of sovereignty and freedom of movement and liberty, however you view that, what it is the outward pictorialization, the manifestation of what's contained in the human soul en masse. And so it's been created as this tremendous mirror in order to see oneself and then reclaim oneself from that. And a lot of that is starting to happen with a particular swathe of humanity, those who are truly waking up. So you have that fragmentation on the plane of the intellect. And this all relates basically to karma. So this will be the fourth density. And that takes us all the way back, for example, to the time of Atlantis, the hybridization of original humans into Homo sapiens. And you only have to look at the DNA, the chromosome count, to know that this is actually taking place. Or it could be back to other constellations, a lot of star souls here. This could go all the way back to Sirius, for example, and the explosive ascension of Sirius B, which obliterated the civilization there. So a lot of people carrying that karma with them here. And almost certainly the pandemic is a reflection of that karma for some people. So you have this fragmentation, and as this fragments, then you form literally a false self. To me, that's what the ego is. And the ego then creates or is bound into a system, a construct, in this case our society, that is creating life within the confines or the context of that false self. And that's what we're seeing all around us. And it's being greatly amplified this last year. Okay, so that's the situation we have or have had right now. But a lot of people are waking up to this and waking up to the loss of control, the tremendous amount of distraction going on in the external through the media, for example, and conditioning propaganda that's going on. So a lot of people waking up to that. And there's a lot of confusion as well. With a lot of people are not knowing where to turn and really consulting inwardly what is your truth in relation to life, because the outer mirror at this moment is shifting, transforming, and trying to contort things. And so you've got to find the truth within yourself. And so a lot of people are beginning to, yeah, the soul is directing them that way, even though the mind might not fully be in tune or in sync with that. And there are those who are very conscious of this process and committed to it and aligned with it and are tuning with the shift into the soul. And so there's a fair wave of people who are doing that around the planet. Now, at this point in the shift, what's happening is that if these are the higher dimensions, then a portal has been opened. A group of souls around the planet, many of whom you wouldn't see, probably sitting in caves in the Himalayas and this kind of thing. And they've, through meditation, through connection, felt that the time was now right to begin the shift in earnest, to amplify it, to amp it up. Because you have this strong activation of the shadow side and it's trying to take over and lock down. And all the while the energies are moving and swirling and working to resist that. And humanity, a swathe of humanity is challenging that. Well, now the tables need to be turned. The playing field leveled to some degree and an opening and an acceleration of the energy, the shift energy, to connect with as many souls as possible and bring them into the fold, bring them into the ascending fold. And that's what the Shiva is all about. So by opening a portal, the energy of the Shiva, a deity, a god, so to speak, I mean, we're all gods, but, you know, a highly evolved being, by opening a portal through the densities, that energy is descending. And this is what I could feel in the, you know, beginning of the week, that kind of time. It took several days. I could feel it coming in. Didn't get much rest, very, very little rest. A lot of powerful, strong energy. And what does the Shiva do? The Shiva is known as that of destruction, transformation, creation. But it's not an angry, aggressive, violent energy in itself. Of itself, it's not that. It's very strong and powerful. It's very coherent. So what happens is it sits in this toroidal center. I'll put the image up again because it's a very powerful depiction of that, the sense of that. The energy, the consciousness of the Shiva is sitting in the void. Calm, solid, rock-like, and in its own coherency, in its own sovereignty, it needs no validation whatsoever from anything around it. It's sitting in that energy and it is amplifying, catalyzing the Taurus that goes right down through the universe, through reality. So it's sitting there holding that vibration and it's manifesting the strength of the Taurus in this location right now. And that's what I was feeling as the energy came in. What is that going to do? What does that do? How do you feel that? How is that experienced? You might be picking up from me now as you're tuning in. If you're tuning into your body, you might well be feeling some of that. What does it do?
It strengthens the movement of soul internally.
It strengthens that. It sort of draws it. It draws on it. It pulls it into the vortex and that accelerates the connection and the movement, the ascending movement. However, what that does, it pulls on all the fragmentation that's stuck in the lower densities. It pulls on that. And so you feel it like being in a crucible. My body, for example, was tremendously hot during this period where I was feeling and holding and helping bring that energy in. It was like being in a cauldron. And although I've done a great deal of inner purification work, it pulled on some aspects that needed to be purified. So, for example, I could feel a dissonance between left and right brain. So a great deal of pain between the two hemispheres and around the third eye, because there'd been a dissonance between the intuitive side and the logical side that had happened around the relationship between twin flame and soulmate. Twin flame does not manifest into form. The twin flame sits here inside of you at the source. But if there is some identification externally, and if there's a processing, if there's a conditioning around that, then you might feel the dissonance between the inner and the outer. And in this case, for me, that was reflected by a dissonance between the intuitive feminine side of myself and the logic masculine side. So as this energy amplified, I could feel that dissonance inside and had to work with that by bringing conscious awareness to it and allowing it to integrate. You break down the construct that was the old mechanism of engaging in the world. And that's what the energy is going to do. Or you'll feel it through your body, because the mind as well is going to impact the mind and the construct that perceives reality in a particular way, a conditioned, fixed, rigid way. But of course, the mind is interrelated with the cells of the body. They're interrelated. So as you start to break down the old mental constructs, then you're going to feel it in the body too. It's going to agitate, it's going to heat up. And so it felt like being in a crucible of energy. And you may well feel that. Now you may not know where to go with that, how to process it, how to integrate it, how to be with it. The key is not to turn away from it, not to try to diminish it, not to try to distract from it, comfort eating, entertainment, you name it, whatever. That actually just extends the time you're going to be in that dissonance. It's much better to turn into it and work with it and hold it and just soften right into it. You know, and in the open hand approach, we're using the breakthrough approach, which is really to honor the feelings you're having, encompass them, be in truth with them, be intimate with them, and as you become intimate with them, you're able to dissociate from them. So you're able to become the presence through them, and that's when healing takes place. And then you may feel this kind of churning sense, or this burning sense, or this integration, or you may feel a fuzz or a brain fog. This is not the time to stop or turn back. That is the healing process that's going on. And so when you connect with the Shiva, or the Shiva connects with you, then you're going to feel this transformation internally. So if you've been picking up on this kind of thing during the week, because there are plenty of sentients, there are plenty of empathic people in the open hand community tuning into the field, you may well have been picking up on this last few days. Now, it's important to say that this is going to happen over an extended period of time. It may have begun now, but
It's not going to just be, you know, catalyzed and it's done and that's it. It's going to, what I get the sense of, is at the moment, it's relatively gentle, okay? it doesn't always feel it, not in a human body, but it is relatively gentle. It's just like it's just sitting there. And it's probably, I get the sense, 5D, 6D, it's sitting within the crystalline grid, the 5D crystalline grid, which is the construct of the new paradigm. So it's sitting within that right now. I do feel it will come lower. I do feel it will come down into at least the 4D, maybe a bit lower. And it depends on those who are able to bring it lower. And so it's just begun. It's not something that you switch on, it's done, it's finished. It's going to be over an extended period of time, right up until the completion of the shift, right up until the completion of the event and the breakdown of the old reality and the shift into the new paradigm. It's going to continue right up until then. But it will be strengthened, it will be amplified. And what will be the effect of that within society? Wow, okay, this is where I need to put my little statue, my not-so-little statue back. Okay, here we go. What will be the effect on society? Well, in many ways it's depicted in the statue, because the Shiva is stood within the Taurus, and the Taurus is going to accelerate, it's going to ascend, and it's going to be like, progressively, sitting in the center of a tornado. That's the best metaphor I can describe. So it's going to pull progressively, I mean, not in an instant, so don't expect it to happen tomorrow or today, but to begin, it's going to pull on the energy from the old construct. That's what a tornado does. If you imagine it, it starts to swirl and pull on any of the material dense objects around it. It's drawing on the consciousness within them. That's why the Taurus around the Shiva is shown to be, you know, with flames, because it's inflammatory, it's incendiary, it's destructive. That's the destructive force of the Shiva. It pulls on the light stuck within the density, and that catalyzes the breakdown of those structures. And I do believe that this is a powerful metaphor, that this is happening right at the time of the passing of Prince Philip. Just to be clear, I wish, you know, I'm sure we all wish him well, and that he may, you know, travel through the angelic realm and back to the source, yes. But there is a representation within that regime of the old shadow construct, of course. And that shadow construct is being challenged and uprooted, and the foundations of which broken. And I think you're seeing that reflected on the surface within the royal family right now. And it's powerful, positive, and necessary that that old regime breaks down and starts to diminish in power as the new energies start to release from that, become more integrated, coherent, and ascend. And this also comes with the increase in personal sovereignty within humanity. It's that process which is facilitating the shift and the relinquishment of the old construct. This is going to accelerate. The old structures will ultimately all break down that we've been caught within, the old system, the old society. It will all break down ultimately. And so the Shiva energy accelerates, amplifies that. And you get this inflammatory, incendiary kind of experience that happens within the old construct. And the degree to which people let go is the degree to which that process is harmonized and smoothed through. You also get shown in the structure, the statue, is the demon. What does that represent? Okay, so the demon is the metaphor which is responsible for agitating, animating, activating the shadow side. It manifests the shadow side. And and holds it, binds it together, locks people in. You know, that's the satanic nature of it, right? It locks people in to that old construct. I call it, we call it the open hand community, the black snake energy, because that's what it feels like in the field and also in people's fields when it comes into their consciousness. So you have that energy which is holding the old construct in place and trying desperately to hang on. And that's the nature of all of the measures, pretty much all of the measures of the pandemic and what's been ongoing. That's just the outward manifestation of that energy underneath, which is trying to take control. So the Shiva breaks down the allegiance, challenges the allegiance to that energy, and is seen dancing upon the demon. And the demon also then represents what the Mayan culture will have called the portal of the underworld, or Xibalba. And the portal of the underworld is where the vortex, the Taurus, takes the energy that's breaking down and fragments it. And in this, in our realm, if you like, that would happen through the galactic core. So a portal again is open, the portal of the underworld, Xibalba. And as the energy breaks down and the density then releases from reality, if entities, beings within that have been forming that are still resistant, then they're pushed down into the galactic core and fragmented. This is why, to me, the Shiva is shown dancing upon the demon, because basically the energy is catalyzing the movement of that consciousness. If it is resistant, reluctant to ascend and come back to the light, then it's directed into the galactic core and fragmented. This is a big part of the transformation process. And that's why the Shiva, to me, is shown dancing on the demon. So this is highly representative. But also there's another element within that that maybe isn't metaphored in the statue, and that is that it's the Shiva energy is also constructive. As I said earlier, destruction is construction when it contains the seeds of the future. And so what you have is you have the energy being extracted from the lower densities, pulling on that identification, going into the toroidal flow and ascending, and then a new reality construct is being created around the 5D crystalline grid, which is here around us now. So that the Shiva also holds together or brings together the construct of the new reality. That's why he's seen as being the destroyer of the old paradigm and the creator of the new. So he's a catalyst. The energy is a catalyst for the transformation of that. And so you've got this new construct forming and the new reality forming within consciousness. It's something I spoke about some while back, several months, that what we would likely see is a hybrid state, a 3D, 5D hybrid state forming. So you'll get, it's not, of course, this is not going to happen in one flash, right? So you're going to get iterations, transitions from one reality to the next. So you're going to get lots of different hybrid states forming as we progress onto the final iteration, which would be the new paradigm. Consequently, what I feel we're coming to is a new hybrid state, which incorporates some of the elements of the old paradigm and some of the elements of the new. And I've mentioned key signs that this is already beginning to take shape. And the world of finance is the classic one to me. I've been saying the last half of 2020, that we were looking at a new paradigm in the world of finance and the internet in terms of cryptocurrency and the blockchain And I know because this is all technological, it goes over a lot of people's heads. But it's important to recognize that cryptocurrency, or rather the blockchain, is just not just a matter of exchanging money, but connection, direct peer-to-peer connection beyond centralized control. And that is the crucial key. It's beyond centralized control, not like the media platforms, for example, or rigged voting systems or this kind of thing. It's peer-to-peer. It's a ledger of what actually is taking place, and that ledger is replicated all the way around the blockchain. This is, I mentioned back end of 2020 that this was a fundamental shift in how we live life on the planet and are going to, and that a paradigm shift in that was coming in 2021. It is upon us now. It is upon us. If you look at the way some of these cryptos are taken off, and they're the means of connection with people, different smart contracts, for example, which are being created now, you know, just like flowers in springtime after the rain coming up like all over the place, then what you have is this tremendous new way of connecting with people in a validation of truth, is the best way to put it, which is beyond the system itself. The system is desperately trying to hold on, to control, to regulate against what is happening, but it is happening so rapidly and so quickly. You're seeing the explosion of different coins, different means of connecting, different technologies. And this is just going to escalate. We are only at the beginning. If you've been looking at things like Bitcoin and XRP and Ethereum and seeing, whoa, look at, you know, they've gone up 300-500% in the last few months, right? If you're looking at that and think you've missed the boat, well, no, you've not. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. These are going to escalate. The old world money will shift from the old system onto the blockchain. And yes, the shadow state is jumping on board. Yes, it is trying to control, but it's not. It's just not going to be possible because there's such tremendous innovation taking place amongst, you know, people all across the planet. And this is just very symbolic, very significant of an emergence of sovereignty, an emergence of consciousness, of innovation, of ingenuity, of the human soul. And that is encapsulated by this movement of consciousness. So I feel that's a really important demonstration of the movement itself. And it's very exciting to behold and witness. Whew! Yeah, these are phenomenal times, right? They are incredible times. And so I would encourage everybody to be paying attention to the field and how it moves you inside. You know, it's so easy to be distracted by all the machinations that are going on externally. And that's the idea, that's the plan, to pull you in, to identify you with what's going on, and to pull you into this synthetic reality. My advice is just know, just push it out, just sit coherent in your vibration and know where this is going. You know, the information is here, the guidance is here. You just need to sit internally and breathe with it, because it will come through you. Let yourself be informed differently now than you were externally. Look at what's going on, sure, but what does the movement of energy and the coherency of that connection, how does that want to infuse and inform your being? And if you find you're in this kind of crucible of burning energy, I mean, last night I felt it in the heart. I could feel this energy so strong. It's like my heart was pounding in my chest, shooting pains. It was almost like the physical couldn't hold it. And what I had to do was turn into it and lie with it and feel it and, you know, and feel into the intimacy of it. You know, and this is the real challenge, because the human psyche then says, there's something wrong. I need to head off down to, you know, AR or whatever, ER. What is it, ER? Emergency. Yeah, the emergency services. I need to head off to the hospital because something's going on with my heart, or I'm ill, or something's seriously wrong with me physically. Well, possibility is, strong possibility, that you're just tuning in, you're picking up these energies, and it's really wanting to purify internally, and it's accelerating, it's catalyzing. And the way to do that is really hold it and feel it and become intimate with it and not identify with it, to transcend it, because it's your identification that holds the old construct, the old reality feeling sense in place. And that's what needs to be challenged and broken down inside by just really transcending it, allowing it, feeling it. And if you've got stuff going on in the head, if you've got this dissonance between left and right brain, as I had, again, just sit in it, hold it. You know, I did a lot of, when I was experiencing that, I was doing a lot of the open hand bow, bowing into it left and right, and putting attention into the left and the right side of the brain, and then just breathing into it and really opening through. Another thing was hot and cold showers. So have a hot shower and then put it on cold, because the cold is going to cause a contraction, and that means you feel into the very the cells of the brain, for example, or the body. You feel into it, and the pain and the feeling sense becomes where the light enters. So as you feel it and equalize with it, then it lets the light come through and purify, transcend that part of your being. It's the same with fasting. Fasting is an extremely powerful way of integrating and moving this energy, because it's not dampening it. You might have to dampen at times. It might get so intense that you have to go and eat some dense food, plenty of dense food, to slow it down. But the important thing is not to be doing that just out of habit or unconsciousness. Do it consciously. Recognize the internal process, the purification, shift, elevation is wanting to happen or is happening, and how can you facilitate that? If you don't know, ask. You know, show me. Connection with nature. Nature's going to help that too, because nature is moving with it as well. You know, so and deep consciousness body work, yoga, five rhythms dance, you know, go for it. The five rhythms, powerful stuff. It helps you express, animate the various frequencies of the soul so they channel through this being. So five rhythms, very important, very powerful as well. And, you know, Tai Chi and all of the great practices, open hand soul motion if you know it, come and get involved in the work if you don't, because it's crafted to help facilitate transition, channel soul consciousness seamlessly through the body. That's what it's about. So helping to channel, move the energy through, this is going to be crucial to you. And bearing in mind that what's happening is an internal transition of consciousness from old world 3D, the old construct, breaking through karma and crystallizing a new sense, feeling sense of 5D reality all around you. Remember that the external is the reflection of the internal. And so as you shift internally, you will manifest a new landscape around you. It looks very much the same. It has houses and cars and roads and buses and you name it. It looks like that. But what you're doing now is you're perceiving the interplay, the movement of energy through all of that, and you're attuning to that instead. So the external 3D becomes more like it's a metaphor, and you're perceiving, attuning, aligning, connecting with the patterning of consciousness. And that's crucial, because now you're tuning into reality, because now you're being informed by signs of synchronicity. That is the mother tongue of the universe. You're being informed by that, less by, you know, what you read or hear in the media, but more by how you perceive life through signs and synchronicity. To me, this is the most accurate way of perceiving exactly what is going on. With that in mind, I felt that what I would do is share a meditation with you, which is about feeling the extraction of consciousness in the torus through you, ascending anti-clockwise. So you're going to feel the density, but feel the ascending movement of soul consciousness. And then on the in-breath, and then on the out-breath, feel the crystallization of the new reality, the new 5D paradigm around you. And we're going to do this with the Shiva. We're going to call upon the Shiva energy to be there with us, to hold the space with us. So we're going to sit within the Shiva energy, and we're going to feel those movements of consciousness. That's what I'd like to do with you now. Okay, it'll just be a taster, because really you need some considerable time to sense, feel, really go into to this. But let's see what we might achieve in doing so. I'm going to put the Shiva up in front of us, an invitation to come work with us, and we can sit within that feeling sense. A few moments, then inhale up, hold, exhale down, hold, witnessing. We're going to go up through the chakras first, opening the chakras and feeling a channeling soul consciousness into each particular density. So come to the base chakra, back of the spine, bottom of the spine. Inhale through the base, and as you exhale, breathe into the physical body, mostly below the waist. Inhale, exhale. And feel the softening through the physical. So the physical becomes more fluid-like, plasma-like, warm. Wave-like. So there's the physical density that you can clearly attune and feel. But you're being intimate with it. And as you become intimate with it by feeling through, then you define it less as body. It's just experience, physical experience. Come up the spine, sacrum, plane of emotions. You can feel the physical below. It's like a material physical wave. Now we're in the emotional. It's more like water, the sense of that. Inhale the back of the spine. Exhale out the front of the chakra. Next layer of likeness. And as you exhale into the emotion, I want you to contemplate a few moments some of your most important relationships. Now, one of the great challenges for humanity is giving away power in relationships, becoming too identified. It's beautiful to form loving relationships, of course. No one is denying that. But you can actually be more giving, more intimate when you're less attached, more supportive, more compassionate. You're not needing anything of the other. You're not needing to be appreciated. You're not needing to be loved. You're not needing validation. You are. You are. There's your validation with the universe. Feel it. Inhale, exhale, and reclaim your sovereignty in relationship. Set the boundaries around you. Here you are, emotionally whole and complete. Okay, of course, you're going to have to work on this over time. Emotions get activated in relationships in the day-to-day, especially now. But the sense always that you're coming back to your own boundaries and sovereignty, emotional sovereignty, calmness, equanimity within relationships. Non-judgmental acceptance, but not acceptance of anything goes. Here is my boundary. Here is what's right for me, for you. Establish that. Define that. Require that. Come up the spine, solar plexus, back at the solar plexus. Inhale, exhale, next plane, plane of mind. Like the sky. Metaphorically speaking, the sky has become very cloudy this last year. A veil of mist hanging upon society in the name of the pandemic, but really the measures behind it. And the reason people adhere to those is fear or giving over sovereignty. Sovereignty for the choices only you can make. Self-determination. As you inhale, feel yourself extracting your power that was lost within that regime. Inhale strongly, empowered, confident, into your core. Inhale, bring it back in and sit like the Shiva in your core, unperturbed, here in your strength, not requiring validation, not requiring the world to be, do a certain thing, not afraid of the outcome, sitting in the power of your own sovereignty. Come up into the heart, back of the heart. Inhale, exhale. Now feel an opening, feel a softening. Karma is activating. Important to allow it, not to suppress it, not to distract from it. It's going to bubble away, it's going to churn away. You might feel your chest bursting at some point. You might feel a pain in the chest, a pain in the heart. It's okay. It's all karma. It's mostly karmic related. Just allow it. Feel it. Soften through it. Recognize that many of the patterns that activate in your life are karmic related. You'll be invited to equalize with that, to non-identify. Take ownership, non-projection of blame. You've created everything that manifests in your life. So non-projection, ownership, softening in, working with it. Now the higher chakras and opening up the throat chakra. Inhale, exhale. It's like opening up through above the density. Clear skies, the new paradigm, renewed life, renewed landscape, renewed earth, signs and synchronicity abound, colors, multitudinous forms of life, vibrancy of life. Here's the validation of a new reality, a new paradigm. Feel it, open into it. Speak your truth about it. Don't hold back, for what you animate and bring forth manifests. It doesn't matter that those around you don't get you. It doesn't matter that they ridicule or try to ridicule. It doesn't matter a jot. It doesn't matter to the Shiva. They can laugh all they like. You're in your power. People only laugh at what they're afraid of or don't understand. Let them laugh. You sit in your power. Hold the new paradigm. Open into it. Up into the third eye. Inhale, exhale. Feel the core centeredness of your being. Reflected around you in nature. Renewed reality. See it reflected back to you. Feel the strengthening of that. And feel the ejection of any distorted beingness, implants, entities. Feel the ejection of those energies out. They're going into the torus and down. If they're resistant, they're going down. Just as the Shiva dances upon the resistant demon, pushing those energies down, unless they're ready to come back to the light. Come up to the crown, inhale, exhale. An opening into the cosmos, an opening into the galaxy. Being informed, empowered by the galaxy, feeling the energies come in like swirling clouds in the heavens. Feel the power coming in, feel the connection, the sense of infinite potential. You have to be willing and ready to sit in the not knowing. It creates anxiety in the beginning, but then the sense, the other side of the coin, is that of adventure. You don't know exactly what's going to create or manifest, and that's entirely okay. That will inform through you, but you open up to the toroidal flow and you let it come through you. Okay, now, so the final part, now that you've opened into the densities, working with the torus to break down the old construct around you in your daily life and to create the new one, the new connections, the new vibrancy, the new signs of synchronicity, the new reality which is shaping all around us and can weave, create through the 3D. You're just going to create life in an entirely new way from the consciousness of the old, the liberated consciousness. So here we go. As we inhale, we're inhaling anti-clockwise from the base upwards through our body. Just concentrate on the rising of energy anti-clockwise to begin with, through the base, through the physical, the emotional, the mental, up through the karmic plane. And now on the out-breath, there's a descending clockwise spin that's weaving, drawing reality together. These are contacts, these are creations, these are connections of people, of energy, of signs, synchronicity all around the planet. Inhale up, exhale down, clockwise. You can feel it shaping around you, around between the heart and the throat, and maybe a bit higher. If you visualize it, you might see the sense of a crystalline grid around you. It's light-based. You're creating a new reality around you. Remember, this is being formed by the new hybrid state. It's partially 3D, 4D, it's partially 5D. We're creating more from 5D consciousness. Trust in that, believe in that. Let that inform and illuminate your life. Stop focusing on the decrepit, defunct, bankrupt, old world system. See it, but focus, feel, sense the energy, and for your validation, your affirmation, watch the signs and synchronicity clicking in around you. Get to know the feeling of the dream state, the quantum dream state, which is creating. Trust in that. Trust in that. And then when you engage with the world again, watching more for the perceptions of signs and synchronicities sparking off, firing in your environment. Let that inform the choices you make. As you step into it, you will create, manifest the reality you're stepping into. That's informing you. That's connected with the universe and the new paradigm. Feel it. Allow it to settle now. Believe it. Believe in the possibility of it. It's not intentioning anything specific. We don't need that. The Shiva knows it's going to create in alignment. Trust in that. And then watch with excitement, joy at what unfolds all around you. Gently, softly, opening the eyes. Yet as you open the eyes, still connected to the feeling sense of the energy inside of you. This is the source of your power. This is how you create the new reality. From the feeling sense, holding that, embodying that, centering in that. Be in that. Trust it. Step into the new reality from there. It's been beautiful connecting with you. I trust you've gotten a sense of what's taking place. Tremendous. Auspicious occasion, highly synchronistic with what's happening in society right now, particularly today. The breakdown of the old world consciousness, the death of the old world consciousness, the beginning of that, and the emergence of the new. highly symbolic, highly synchronistic. Believe in that. Give that a chance. The synchronicity doesn't happen by chance. It's there to inform us. It's there to show us. Believe in it. Give it the possibility. Let it illuminate your reality. It's been a pleasure connecting with you. I look forward to seeing plenty of you, connecting with Open Hand in the weeks, months ahead. I'll be expressing more of what I feel the Shiva energy is all about. So come and get engaged, come exchange on the website, in the forums, with the articles. Come and get involved with work. These are tremendous, exciting, and adventurous times, for sure. Yeah. Let's embrace the energy. It's here to help us, here to support us. Remember, destruction is construction when it contains the seeds of the future. I wish you all well. From the depths of my heart. Namaste.